fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 19th day of April, Patriots Day, the day that the shots were heard around the world when the men at Lexington and Concord in Massachusetts took on the British Army. How about that? Proper tip of the day. Most of you have a base camp filter. That would be a large filter to take care of your base camp needs or your home or your ranch. What you also need in addition to your base camp filter is a portable filter to use when you're out in the bush on an operation. Katahdin, it's K-A-T-A-D-Y-N, Katahdin. I believe they are the highest quality portable filters. They're mil-spec. There are several of them listed at my website under survival and tactical gear. So if you don't have a tactical water filter, well, it's maybe you should consider getting one. We're going to take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. The news is still filled up with what's going on with North Korea. I believe we have now three aircraft carrier task forces either there or on the way to the nearby vicinity of the Korean Peninsula. The Russians have moved their troops to the border with Korea. They share a small border with Korea. The Chinese have moved their troops to the border with Korea. I believe that their intent of Russia and China is to keep the Korean refugees from coming into their countries. As I mentioned last hour, I've been watching these cycles of getting all in turmoil with North Korea for decades. And they come and they go on one hand. On the other, I've never seen a cycle of turmoil with North Korea be as outlandish as this one is. It truly is. And, of course, North Korea's capabilities have increased dramatically. They're estimated to have 15 or 20 nuclear weapons. They have a one and a half million man active army and a 7.5 million million reserve, which I believe are now active duty. A 10 million man army. That's That's way bigger than the United States, by the way. Way bigger. They have more tanks than we do. And they have two satellites that pass over the United States twice a day. And according to our best sources, we don't know what's inside those satellites. If one of them was to be big enough and be set off over the middle of the country, say over Kansas, it would knock out most of the power grid, which would bring us to our knees instantly, making us ready for invasion by Russia and or China and or North Korea. And keep in mind that the most recent film, Red Dawn, the new version, the bad guys were initially going to be Red Chinese. In fact, they had the film all finished and ready for release when the Chinese government basically made enough stink that the editors of the film went back and re-edited the whole film to change all the bad guys from Chinese to North Korean. I think they should have stuck with the original bad guys, but that's what they did. Given North Korea's ability, I doubt they could take over more than one or two states. And that's what the film portrayed, by the way, them invading and taking over Washington State and maybe parts, if not most, of Oregon. That's about as much as they could handle with their capability. What will they do? That's the big question. What will they do? I believe, my personal belief, is that they're a proxy for China. That they may very well start a war as a proxy of China and Russia, as far as that goes. The goals of international communism have remained the same for a century, since 1917. Domination of the world economically, politically, culturally, every which way. They fully intend to dominate the world. That is their goal. And everything they've done since 1917 has incrementally moved them towards that goal. I've mentioned this book before, but I'll mention it again because it is so foundational to everything that's going on right now. The title of the book is New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn. New Lies for Old. Simple title. Golitsyn talks about the fall of the Berlin Wall in his book, about the East European communist countries collapsing and becoming democracies, about the collapse of the Soviet Union. All those things are in his book. And you may say, well, John, what's the big deal? Well, here's the big deal, the publication date, 1984, 5 years before those things began happening. He made his... And they weren't predictions. He was just writing about his work that he did 8 to 5 Monday through Friday in the section of the KGB in Moscow called long-range planning. That's all he did. So he wasn't making a prediction. If you're helping make the plans, it's not a prediction. You're just basically giving a report of what's going to be happening based on what you've been doing. No prediction at all. He knew what was going to happen because he was part of the planning. Well, the plan is to get the West to disarm. Once the Berlin Wall came down, the East European communist countries became democracies, the Soviet Union collapsed, then the Western countries, United States, England, France, Germany, Canada, we all breathed a sigh of relief. Oh, boy. The evil old communism is dead. We can now have a surplus of money to spend on other things rather than military defense. And life will be grand. We'll have paradise here in the West because we don't need to spend all this money on military armaments anymore. And that's pretty much what's happened. That is pretty much what's happened. U.S. military is decimated for with these never-ending wars. We've been at war in Afghanistan, what, since 2001? Late 2001, I think the first troops went in there. Sounds like 16 years to me. Iraq, not long after that. We got troops in Syria. The active duty components and the reserve components are both used up, wore out, and not able to defend the country in the way they should. That's my evaluation. And that's all by design. It is all by design. The U.S. Air Force cannot get all their planes off the ground due to lack of spare parts. U.S. Navy is about one-third the size it should be. In the meantime, the Russians are pretty proud of rebuilding their military with new and more powerful weapons. And they're getting ready. We're not ready, and they are getting ready. That's my evaluation based on what I've seen, what I've heard and read. We're in a very precarious situation. Donald Trump knows this. He's a very bright guy, by the way, surrounded by very bright men and women. Sure, there's some political infighting going on there at the White House, but I'm sure it'll work out the way it should work out. But Donald Trump is certainly aware of our vulnerability. Now, my friend Dr. Deagle thinks it'll take about 2 years for the military to rebuild itself. Well, yeah, I find that rather optimistic. I hope he's right. I would think 4 to 6 years might be more realistic to rebuild our military. Some very harmful things have been done to the U.S. military. Putting women in the Corps, women... The proper place for women in the U.S. military is where they traditionally have been, which is in the medical part of the military. They do a great job there. They perform well, and so forth. That's where they've been. That's where they perform so well in the past. That's where they should be in the future. It goes against my upbringing to even consider intentionally putting women in combat. Why would you do such a thing? Why would you intentionally put a woman in combat? Now, I can see if they're in the medical corps and they get overwhelmed by the enemy, they inadvertently would be placed in harm's way, but that would be inadvertent. It would not be intentional. It would not be intentional. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I was going to say something about something Cliff High, well, I'm going to, put out there about the sun and the chemtrails. But the Korean satellites, I'm sure that we could plink those out of the sky with some space-based weapon, like shooting a BB gun at tin cans. But I can only assume we leave those there just in case the deep state ever would like to detonate one and blame the... Koreans, so I'm guessing that's why they go by twice a day. There is a new YouTube about 15 minutes long by Cliff High, and I was going to call in late. I was going to try to ask the professor about it, but it is an interesting take on the color of the sun, the UV problem we're having, obviously, and and the ramped up chemtrail problem that we're obviously having, his take on it, it's fairly short and succinct, and I guess one of the best explanations I've heard, but I have no idea, I'm not smart enough to know if it's real, but this is what he asserts, and this is that. The sun is not a nuclear reactor, it is basically a big rock, and it's pulling the planets through space at about 72,000 kilometers per hour. It's plowing through the galaxy and debris fields, which make it glow. We are not traveling. The planets do not circle the sun like the rings of Saturn. We're more or less spaced out behind it like a bed spring. So that's why you can see all the planets all of the time. They're visible. They're not on the other side of the sun. But basically what he said was that from the 60s to about 1990 or somewhere in there, we were plowing through debris fields that caused the sun to glow yellow. Now, since about 1990, we have been plowing through other debris, which is causing the sun to glow white, which is taking the UV way off the chart, and it's causing a lot of plant species to belly up and a few others to actually proliferate. But one of the things is for sure is that things have changed, and you have, you know, some obvious problems like sunburns, problems growing crops, and macular degeneration. So you see in a lot of these apocalyptic films, everybody running around in cracked and broken old sunglasses, because I suppose, you know, there's a shortage of sunglasses after the apocalypse. Yeah. So maybe along with some spray-on colloidal silver you can use for your sunburn, it wouldn't be a bad idea to hit Bass Pro and pick up a dozen pair of polarized sunglasses and try to keep them on, maybe. I don't know. I would have loved to have heard Professor's explanation of whether or not he thought Cliff was on the right track or not. But I was too busy, and I called in late.
Well, you can always call in next week and ask me that question yourself.
I would. Do you have any thought on the matter at all?
Well, I have a lot of respect for Cliff. Cliff knows me and my work, and I've been familiar with Cliff's work for quite a while. I have a lot of respect for his work, and I think he does a great job.
Yeah, well, that's what spooks me out. If it was anybody else, I wouldn't think. But since it's him saying it, I'm a little concerned. Well, okay. Thanks a million. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Next, we go to Mark the Spark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. I didn't mean to call you right back, but the subject matter you're talking about, I have a little bit of feedback for that. I have a friend who here in Philadelphia, who I befriended a couple of years ago, whose father happened to work at the Navy Yard. He was a machinist. He was a master machinist. And back when the Navy Yard here was a big goings-on, where they had like 60,000 employed here. And it turned out this fellow named Fred, he became a machinist as well. And so he ended up out in Fort Worth working for General Dynamics, which then became McDonnell Douglas, General Dynamics, which became, now I can't think of the name of the company, that makes the F-16. And so he told me recently that, you know, he worked there for 13 years, and he said when he was working there were 3,000 machinists. He said, you know, do you have any idea how many there are today? I said, I have no idea. He says, 25.
Good grief.
Wow. I said, what's up with that? He says, well, we don't make the parts anymore. The parts are made other places, and all that they do there is assemble them now. That's very interesting. My take on it, when you're talking about the spare parts, I think that our government, military subcontractors, have military contractors and subcontractors have been infiltrated. I think that our readiness has been compromised. And I think that any of these bugs that they have, like with the F-35, I think that the design from the beginning, this is a hypothesis of mine, that the design from the beginning, from the get-go, was to put in glitches that this particular group, could then fix. They have superior planes, because the F-35, when it flies, it is superior. However, you got all these glitches.
Little things like you can't fly in the rain, you mean?
Yeah. So
little things like that. Thing, right.
Yeah, but then they do eventually fix these glitches, I guess, but they string us along, and we keep paying for extended, you know, repairs, or, you know, new, you know, they have to fix this or whatever. So there's a particular group that just happened to made an agreement to get at least 50 up front, and they're going to get another 50, I think. That would make them superior in the Middle East with a plane that they already have to fix on. Now, that's my hypothesis, but tell me I'm wrong. The readiness of our country is very important, and you know that. So anyway, I just want to mention that. So
okay.
Thank you, and I'll go on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mark. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's taken 3 years, but now I'm finally able to be a dealer for the Inter-Shelter domes. These are fantastic mil-spec products, the 14-foot dome, the 20-foot dome, everything you need to have safe, secure shelter. It could be a vacation home, a rental property. It could be emergency accommodations, any number of things. Really, the only limit is your imagination. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you can scroll down to the left side to the section on the domes and get all the details. It's quite an opportunity here, I believe, to have a shelter that you can put together with simple tools. All you need is two people and simple hand tools and a ladder to put these together. Really simple. You don't need any special construction expertise. So check that out at my website, thelibertyman.com, the Inter-Shelter domes. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of April. Been a lot of things happen on this date. This was the date that the Oklahoma City building was blown up. Not by Timothy McVeigh, by the way. type of explosives he had in that truck at that distance from that building, according to General Parton, who was an Air Force general, who spent most of his adult life learning and becoming an expert in explosives, that couldn't happen. That type of explosive, that distance from that building, could not possibly have brought it down. No way. Could not have happened. Very tragic event with a lot of innocent lives lost. It's also the day that the government, Butch Reno, Bill Clinton and company, attacked a group of men and women and children at a church, a peaceful church, near Waco, Texas, and murdered all those men and women. A lot of things have happened on this day. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. We pay attention to these geopolitical events on one hand, on the other. What can you do about them? Well, not much. Not much. Donald Trump is not on my email list. I can't get a memorandum to the guy. I'm not so sure I'd want to. But what can an individual do or a family do? Well, they can take care of themselves. become independent, become food and water independent, establish a hobby farm. Now, many of you are aware of what's coming at us, which will be violently rising ocean levels, violent climate change. These things are coming. And to a certain extent, they're already here. The violent climate change, for example. The business model for men and women involved in growing grains is basically broken. They don't have a cycle to depend on anymore for their business of growing grains. That's pretty much over. So what can an individual family do? Well, become part of a hobby farm. Either start your own or become affiliated with an existing one. Almost every hobby farm needs labor and money. That's what most all hobby farms need, is labor and money. Now, if you're willing to exchange your labor and your money in exchange for having a safe haven to go to, you might be able to work out an agreement with an existing hobby farm. I'm not saying it'd be easy. Any way you look at it, it's not going to be easy. Whether you start your own, your own family-based hobby farm, or you work with a group of people to start one, or you become part of an existing one, it won't be easy. It's going to take time. It's going to take money. It's going to take labor. It'll take all those things. But it can and should be a fun adventure for everybody involved. It really, really can. Working with people to achieve a goal, I always find that to be fun and very satisfying to be part of something like that. People are always interested in time. John, when's it going to hit? When can we see Planet X? When will we feel the effects of Planet X? The only people that need that information are the ones who aren't prepared. That's who's seeking that information. That's who needs it. That's who wants it, is the people who are not prepared. Once you're living in a lifestyle where you basically spend part or most of every day establishing a hobby farm, then the date becomes irrelevant. It no longer matters. So that's my observation. I did my first paid preparedness consultation 40 years ago this summer, the summer of 1977. 40 years ago. I've been at this a really long time as a paid professional preparedness consultant. There's not many things I haven't heard in terms of people's concerns, the dynamics of the family that they're dealing with, the situation with money. I've not much I haven't seen or heard in the past 40 years. And we got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in North Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. I'll try to speak up. I normally speak quieter, but I'm afraid sometimes I yell on the phone just so I can be heard. But I think one point, but as far as Planet X, I think a lot of people, they're just curious, is it going to be 5 years or 5 months? Just to kind of have an idea when they really need to buckle down. But I hear the break coming up. I can hold on.
Hold on through the break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. At my website, you'll find an energy cleaner for sale, a marvelous healing device. If you have arthritis pain, it will probably help. If you have back pain, it will probably help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, yes, it will probably help. About 95-97% chance that it will. There's a tiny percentage chance that it won't. In that case, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. For me to you personally, it does not involve a third party. Is it worth $285 to eliminate that arthritis pain? Is it worth $285 to get rid of that back pain or to get a great night's sleep? I hope so. Not much money these days. Of course, check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. They go with the energy cleaner. Everything's right there at my website, the patent application information, the wonderful testimonies from people that I know and trust, like Steve Whitman. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com for your energy cleaner using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. If you live in the U.S., PayPal now takes payments if you need to spread that out a little bit. MasterCard Visa checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We got Mark from North Carolina. Let's continue your comments there, Mark.
Okay, thank you, John. I believe it was Mike from Missouri mentioned Cliff Tye and the Sun, and that reminded me of something I've been thinking about recently that I haven't heard people talk about. Now, there's a gentleman you probably heard of called Ed Dames, and he's a famous remote.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, wow. So I don't know what you think about him, but people may have heard he's a remote viewer, and I have some qualms about where that information comes from remote viewers. I think sometimes it's kind of a spiritual side that it's not just a collective conscience, as they call it. But he mentioned years and years ago, he mentioned North Korea, a nuclear event on the peninsula, and that would be the precursor, the last kind of the sign or event that people would recognize before the sun did a kill shot type CME on the Earth, kind of somewhat like a Carrington event. And so that's something people are not, I'm not hearing a lot of talk about. You know, there's a lot of mankind events that could happen. They forget about Almighty God, and he can strike the earth anytime he wants to with the sun, you know. And that, so I was just thinking, you know, kind of the North Korea, all this mess is blowing up and nuclear weapons, and there's some kind of prophecy about an aircraft carrier getting hit, and there's a lot of aircraft carriers, you know, over there. So that's just something to think about. It's not just what man can do. You know, the sun can hit us any time and pretty much wipe us out. So we have to pay.
That's true. That's true. Well, like I said, I know Ed Dames. I've interviewed him on this show. I have a lot of respect for Ed and his work. And the kill shot is basically 8 to 10 hours of intense heat, 140, 150 degrees, for about half the planet for about a full day of daylight. A healthy adult who's well hydrated will survive it. If you're under age 5, you're at great risk of death. If you're over age 80, you're at great risk of death. If you have any underlying health compromised situations, you're certainly at risk of death also in a kill shot situation.
It sounds like it'd be a kind of a crucial place you could have to, if you had a bunker underground. If you went underground during that event, maybe at least 2 or 3 or 4 feet, you could kind of avoid a lot of the heat.
Yeah, it would probably still be warm, but the intense heat would not be an issue. That's true.
Yeah, so I think people might want to have some place they can, you know, get under concrete or something, if not underground. Maybe a sewer pipe, you know, a big drainage pipe, somewhere you could crawl and just avoid the direct sunlight somehow.
Any shelter would be a blessing. That's true. Any shelter.
Yeah, so that's something to keep in mind. I mean, if any part of that is accurate, we're kind of at the point where a nuclear event could go off in North Korea, and, you know, that, who knows, he may have been spot on with that. So that's just something else to consider in your preparations, people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, thank you for the call, Mark. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Call number is 800-313-9443. Lots to be concerned about. And as I mentioned occasionally, getting your spiritual house in order is paramount. It is not optional. It really is not optional. Getting your spiritual house in order needs to happen. I've had clients. One client, I'm thinking about a gentleman. He had and still has substantial financial resources. A multimillionaire. He has the ability to purchase literally semi-tractor trailer loads of freeze-dried food and anything else he wants. On one hand, on the other, despite his purchase power, despite his ability to buy most anything he would like, he did not have peace in his heart because his spiritual house was not in order. He did not, and I haven't talked to him in years, but I'm sure it's probably still the same way. And that's a shame. It is such a shame. So getting a spiritual house in order, whatever that is for you, that's what needs to happen. That's what really needs to happen, because until that happens, you're not going to be in a place where you have a peace of mind, you simply won't. So whatever it takes for you to make that happen, please do that, make it happen, and you'll be very glad that you did. It'll be a lifelong pursuit, by the way. That's what it'll become, is a lifelong pursuit. My friend Tim Spencer, he should be with us tomorrow here at Republic Broadcasting. We'll talk about a lot of things, as we always do, but Tim's website is ruralsurvival.info, a great place to get information on hobby farms. That's what it is, a great place to get information on hobby farms. And there's a lot to learn when it comes to hobby farms. And it's even once you've become part of a hobby farm and you're living that lifestyle, you find out that it's always a learning experience. You're always learning something new. That's just being part of a hobby farm. I have lunch with the cattle ranchers at the Cherryville store. They're always exchanging information on new ways and better ways to do certain things at their hobby farm. That's what they're doing. They're always exchanging information. Got a couple of callers on hold here. We go to Pat in Fort Worth. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I got here a little late, but I heard you mention that you didn't think Timothy McVeigh bombed the Borough Building. He didn't.
No. That's not what I said. I said the bomb he set off did not bring down the building.
Okay, yeah, because they had bombs already. You know, remember when they were running and they said, we found another bomb inside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they stopped the search two or three times during the day to recover other unexploded ordnance. That's true. Right.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that because, you know, I know everybody can never forget what the Clintons did, you know. And if they can take everybody's mind off of them and put in fact Hillary should just be in jail. Okay. At least Hillary and Bill for rape. But I don't know if there's statute of limitations on that. I don't know.
Well, there is a statute of limitations, but the odds at this point of either one going to jail, if there's no indictments before the end of the year, I doubt that it's gonna happen.
Well, people need to just not be afraid and go ahead and step out like Jones did, whatever her name was, that he raped, you know.
Paula Jones.
She took him down. Paula Jones, she took him down. But, you know, so many, statistics, actual statistics of the people dying young around them who knew something were more than those that died around the JFK murder. So, you know, had to be brave. Probably still have to be brave. Honestly, I think she hacked my email because she started sending people sending emails to raise money for her campaign and calling me a name that only somebody on email called me. How do you
really?
Like that? I quit.
That's amazing.
Using it.
That's amazing.
I thought she knows enough and she's not going to learn anymore. Okay, I just thought I'd throw that in too because I followed that thing real closely, and I really don't think Timothy McVeigh did it at all. But
he was there. He was there, and he was a patsy. Pat, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Next, we go to Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred. Is Fred there? Okay. Well, Fred, you're welcome to call back if you like. We're not getting any audio out of you. The call number is 800-313-9443. Yes. There was a period there of about a year and a half. We went through some very, very shocking, disturbing things that happened, starting with the assault on Randy Weaver's family in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, going to the assault on the men and women at the church at Waco, Texas, and then ending up with that bombing at Oklahoma City. Very shocking and disturbing events that none of those should have happened. Absolutely none of them. Okay, Fred, are you there, sir?
Yes, John, I am.
Go ahead.
The YF-35, pursuant to one of your previous callers, I often wondered about all those glitches because somewhere, either at the end of last year or within the first week or two of this year, there was a brief news segment on mainstream prostitute media about the first delivery of the YF-35 to Israel, and I forgot how many it was, 30 or 40 of them, and I haven't heard anything since. So I think Dov Zakheim is working his Talmudic magic from his repose in Israel. McVeigh, as I recall, that fertilizer truck bomb, some scientists there in Oklahoma City, some professor had seismographic recordings, and I think it was described as a trigger bomb, a trigger detonation for the main bomb that was inside, because of course the blast blew out the windows, blew everything outward into the street, of course. All right. Now, Tom LaCavera Stewart is being held, of course, against his will in the Lane County Jail, Eugene, Oregon. I called last week. The sheriff refused to call me back. I got a sheriff deputy, a Captain Dan Buckwell, who called me and gave me the number of the U.S. Marshal that is assigned, I guess, as you might say, the handler custodian. And so I called several law schools out west, beginning with Berkeley and then University of Oregon, Stanford, USC, UCLA, and they all told me, because I thought there might be some student groups that could intervene, you know, in some manner, but they said, oh no, law students cannot practice law. So I'm thinking, John, maybe if people like you and all your friends, and I'm going to be contacting VFW friends, if we bombard the Byron Trapp, who's the Lane County Sheriff, there in Eugene, Oregon. I do have that number. If we were to bombard him and remind him that the constitutional mandate for him as the ultimate law enforcement entity in the county does not mandate him to be subservient to U.S. Marshals and the feds, when their valid authority is only in the District of Columbia and the United States territories, and that was even identified by U.S. Congressman Walter Jones, North Carolina, when he introduced impeachment proceedings against Obama in 2012. I read it with my own eyes, and it was all about being the United States District of Columbia or its territories being attacked by a foreign entity. And, of course, it was relative to 9/11 and all that, and the subsequent invasions. So impeachment proceedings identified United States, according to Congressman Walter Jones, North Carolina, as the District of Columbia and the territories, which is not Oregon, not Lane County. So this Lane County Sheriff Byron Trapp is under no mandate to accommodate any demand from U.S. Marshals or the feds.
Let's back up here. Fred, let's back up here a bit. What is the issue here in Oregon? What is the issue?
Tom Lacovara Stewart was kidnapped from New Jersey on a very fallacious, fraudulent, manufactured allegation of constructive firearm possession when he was lodging out there in, Lane County during that Mellor Wildlife Refuge event.
Oh, okay.
A year
this
ago.
Has to do with the refuge thing. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not up to speed on that particular issue, but he's being held by a county sheriff for the federal officials. Is that what's going on? We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of April. Fred, are you still there?
I am, yes.
Okay. So the issue that you're communicating here has to do with extradition from state custody to federal custody. Is that the issue?
Yeah, and it's a fraudulent, it's totally fraudulent allegation, a constructive firearm possession. He had no gun with him. The gun was the possession of some girl that somehow got into Tom's lodging location. Okay. And in fact, while he was there, the feds actually detained him temporarily because, you know, his deceased dad was a judge. And so they said, well, you just get out of here and, you know, don't come back. They released him. They could have arrested him then, but they didn't.
Right.
And then
right.
back in December, they did it out in New Jersey, and they hijacked him out there to Lane County, and he's been held in solitary ever since. And the sheriff refuses to call me back. The U.S. Marshal won't return my calls. And this Captain Dan Buckwell, he just referred me to the U.S. Marshal. But, you know, I believe that if sufficient public pressure were to be applied to Byron Trapp, the Lane County Sheriff, we could even call up on the basis of CSPOA, you know, Stuart Rhodes and all those guys. They ought to be actively involved in this. This is totally preposterous. It's reprehensible.
Let me interrupt you here, Fred. This gentleman needs a criminal defense attorney is what he needs. He doesn't need phone calls to the sheriff. That's not going to help him. The sheriff is an elected official accountable to the people who elect him, not to people calling up from anywhere else. So this gentleman needs a good criminal defense attorney is what he needs. He doesn't need these kind of phone calls to the sheriff. That's not going to help him at all. Okay. And we're pretty much out of time. Fred, I want to thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. Okay, I've been involved in criminal defense since 1973. I know a little bit about that, and making a county sheriff angry is not going to help this man's cause. It won't help him at all. Tomorrow we should have Tim Spencer with us, the first hour, and we'll be talking about the energy cleaner for about 24 minutes, the second half hour. Friday, Ann Morrison has a day off. We'll have Dr. Myers with us the second hour. And be wrapping up the week. This is what they call hump day, the middle of the week. Hump day. the statistics show Wednesday being the most productive day of the week, more than any of the other 6 days. So, hump day. And that's what we'll be doing. That is absolutely what we'll be doing. So I want to thank all of you for listening today. I was on with Dr. Deagle yesterday from 2 to 3. That was a lot of fun. I used to be on with Dr. Deagle twice a week, every week for years. It's always fun to be with Dr. Deagle. And be sure and get your house in order, your spiritual house in order. That's what needs to happen. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.